Tainus, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey, 1-5. Now, previous Mishnah had said the beginning of the response if the rains are delayed in coming, and that was a response taken just by the Yechidim, individuals who are spiritually enlightened, the Talmidei Chachamim. But if that doesn't help, the Mishnah says, Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev, if the next month arrives, the month of Kislev, and Velo Yardu Geshamim, still rains haven't fallen, no significant rains have come. Again, if you're keeping track, we started saying that the beginning of the raining period should begin after Shmini Atzeres, so that's already the end of Tishrei. Then we have the whole month of Mar Cheshvan, and again, rains didn't come, so now we're at the Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the beginning of the next month, and still no rain. So then, that's already severe enough that Bezdin goes in Shalosh Tanios al Hatzibor, that the Bezdin decrees that there should be three fasts on the whole community. Everyone should participate. The reason why this arrives at the first day of Kislev is because, as I said in the previous Mishnah, there is a Machlokas Tanaim when the early rains are expected to be coming. Reb Meir thought really the third and the last of the Yoreh, the early rains, should be here by the 17th of Cheshvan. But Rabbi Yossi, the other Tana, holds that the third and the last of the rains of the Yoreh should come by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So now everyone agrees that the rain should have come, and they haven't. So now everyone has to get involved, and therefore they have these three fasts. Again, it'll be a Monday, Thursday, Monday fast, like the previous. And like the previous, Ochlin Veshosin Mishachashecha, the people are permitted to eat and drink throughout the evening that night of Yom Sheni and Yom Chamishi. The fast won't begin until the next morning at Alos HaShachar. Umbatarim b'malacha, they're allowed to do work, distracting work, etc. It's okay. Uvrachitza, they can bathe even in warm water. Uvasicha, anoint their bodies, etc. Uvne'ilas sandal, wear shoes, leather shoes. Uvatashra shamita, marital relations, all permitted on these fast days. It's just essentially the fasting that is restricted. On these days, people, of course, will go to shul. They will have special prayers and crying out and supplications to Hashem, as is done with, like, every Tana Sibra, like we're used to, essentially, with days that sound like Asar B'Tevis and Shiva Sarbatamas, etc. The Gemara explains more than that, that on these days, after the people finish their, like, Shachar's prayers, that the local Bezdin will get together and actually censure people. They'll call out people who have not behaved properly and actually point fingers at them and explicitly demand of them to better their ways and stop their misbehavior. That's the first half of the day. And the second half of the day, they'll have also special prayer services they'll be there reading Torah readings that talk about tochachos, the klalos, things that come bad from the Navi. And in the final quarter of the day, if you will, they have mincha and more prayers and calling out, as well as a vidui with all their strength. B'chol kocham, says the Rambam. Now, what happens if the rain starts to come, you're wondering? So the Rambam paskins that if the rain starts to come, if the rain came before chatzos, meaning noon of the fast day, then the fast stops, people go home, eat and drink, and once they've had their fill, then they will sing Hallel Gadol. The Rambam says you can't sing Hallel Gadol until, you know, you're satisfied, you're not nervous, and your stomach is full. And that being the case, first they'll eat and drink, and then they will special prayers of praise to Hashem that the calamity has been averted. If the rains come in the second half of the day, so then, meaning afternoon, so then the fast continues till the end. That's because since the majority of the day was spent in Kedusha, it continues to the end, and after that they would then go home and eat, etc.